The first thing you notice is the market isn't where it used to be. There are tents there now. The market has moved to the other side of Main Street. Vegetable vendors and bakers are lined up along the sidewalk.
And these are pumpkin pies.
I can cut it.
You can cut it?
Yeah. $6, okay. Right?
$6. You got it. You bought.
The candied apple vendor and other food stalls are up the stairs ringing the courtyard.
The slice of the quarters and you fuck them, right?
A couple of dozen office workers eating their lunches perch on the steps of the fountain or sit at metal chairs and tables strewn about. They crane their necks to eye the helicopters which have been hovering overhead all day, filming the encampment. The counterman at Senor Corn says there are fewer customers lately.
Some people might be either lazy or they just don't want, you know, or because they're protesters. But yeah, we're missing a lot of city personnel aren't coming out to buy as often as before.
You might think all the protesters would be buying food from the farmer's market, but he said business was down about 50%.
It's a different area, and they move us around like 3-4 spaces, so the regulars don't know where we're at.
Jimmy Chaw drove in from Fresno to sell his delicious-looking greens and vegetables at Yang's Best Produce. He says his business is down, too.
The manager says she's been talking to the city and stuff, and that's when they told her, like, they're going to, like, leave, I don't know, in a couple months or so, something like that. But it's going to take about 6 months to restore the park so we can get back to our spot.
The merchants are being told they won't be able to get their original spots behind City Hall back for a while. Police Chief Charlie Beck is working on a plan for removal of the encampment in the next few months. For Annenberg Radio News, I'm Melissa Runnels.